More oyster farms are opening up in southeast Alaska. It's part of an effort to create jobs through tribal businesses and small communities. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
I'm going to be making an oyster with a rhubarb shooter. It's going to start with about a cup of water, a third of a cup of brown sugar. So a simple syrup is one cup water.
Robert Kanine creates a unique taste blend using a common southeast plant and shellfish straight from the farm. The noted seafood chef shared his recipes during Oyster Fest, held alongside the Southeast Native Cultural Event Celebration 2012. Kanine wants to encourage his fellow Alaskans to try out and experiment with oysters.
While they're not indigenously found here, I think it's a great opportunity to grow a beautiful flavored specimen. I mean, they're just amazing, nice, crisp, clean, subtle flavors. They're just really, really tasty, very subtle on the brine, and I mean, they're just really amazing.
Kanine has been chef of the Seven Glaciers restaurant at the Alyeska Resort, also in downtown Anchorage and other popular spots. He's Tlingit, originally from Petersburg, with family ties to Sitka. He works with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute and is part of a region-wide effort to promote oysters from tribally owned shellfish farms.
The Alaska brand, the mystique behind the Alaska brand, always creates market opportunity for you.
Russell Dick is president and CEO of Ha'ani LLC. That's the Sea Alaska Corporation subsidiary developing new Southeast businesses, including oyster farms.
Everything we have in production today could get sold into the Alaska market easily. And, you know, as we look to expand, we certainly want to reach out in the other domestic markets and potentially internationally if the logistics make sense and the economics make sense.
Sea Alaska doesn't own oyster farms, but the Juneau-based Regional Native Corporation has formed partnerships with shareholders and tribal governments in Yakutat, Cake, Angoon, and Heidelberg. It's not easy work.
Sometimes it's hard to get up and go out there because it's blowing 40, 50 knots and it's snowing.
Joy Klushkin left her job as business manager of Yakutat School District to become an oyster farmer. That was 2 years ago.
I'm still in shock when I come up to a table and I see that my oysters. I'm like telling my husband, take a picture. I can't believe it. Those are my oysters.
Klushkin has about a half million of the valuable shellfish growing in her farm. She just made her first delivery of around 25,000 to Ha'ani's Oyster Fest. She and two other farms share an island about a 5-minute skiff ride out of Yakutat's boat harbor. There's a lot of regional cooperation.
We've actually learned a lot and got a lot of information from others. It seems to be an industry that everybody is excited to promote.
Cindy Bremner is president and CEO of Yaktatquan, the community's village native corporation. It just harvested its first oysters and hopes to produce as many as 3 million a year.
So it's not like they don't want to share what they know with us because we're going to have a better oyster. It's an industry that seems to support each other is what I've felt, and it makes it exciting.
These are not the only shellfish farms in Southeast. In addition to oysters, Little Neck and Geoduck clams have been grown and sold. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.